The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Mean Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy, and it's time to pay the piper.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy, and the piper's got bills. You know, he's got stuff to pay for.
I'm Griffin, the money man McElroy, and 30 under 30 money boy, and money must be funny. Pay us all your dues.
I'm worried about the piper.
The Piper's been a little bit sad lately because of all the money you owe him, sucker.
Yeah. You've been dancing to our jolly song. You've been dancing to our jolly song for a calendar year, and now he has upended his hat, and he is passing it around, and it's time for you to pay for the jolly tunes you've enjoyed.
Also, the Piper's hungry. Like, be cool. Come on.
Also, if we want to take sort of a different tact with the intro, It's our quadricentennial episode. It's a big one for us, and we've got a big one for you. A big episode and a big hug. Come on close. Thank you. Oh, so warm, so warm. Let me just get that wallet.
This one is special as hell.
Listen, straight up, this one's special, but it's also a special time of year. It's the Max Fun Drive. Oh, so excited. It's our annual fundraising drive, because here's the thing. Our podcasts are free, and we're so glad that you enjoy them and you listen to them. And once a year, we ask you to maybe consider pledging a monthly donation to support our show and the shows you love. Listen, we McElroys, we got a lot of shows on Max Fun. I think 36 last time I checked.
43, actually. Yeah.
Oh, we added 50, seven more. 50, oh, that's right, because now my dog hosts two.
Your dog now hosts, yes, you can pet this dog. And it's sort of a fan cast of
Come get a pet of this.
You'll never believe how much you can pet this dog. And so if you love the content that you get from Max Fun and from the McElroys, maybe consider going to MaximumFun.org/donate. And becoming a donor. We're going to tell you all the different levels, all the different rewards, but I want to tell you, I think the best reward consistently year over year is all the bonus content. There is, like, I would say, no joke, conservative estimate, 100 hours.
100,000 hours.
We've done the math before. It's many days of podcasting that you can enjoy, especially if you've never done it before. You have an unfathomable treasure trove there.
Including an episode we recorded for our bonus episode this year, which was us just doing segments from the past, including monthly observances, haunted doll watch, subway hacks, a lot of good.
It's called Oops All Bits.
And I used the word good in there earlier, and that wouldn't describe all the segments. We've stopped doing some of them for good reason, but.
We've also got a bonus episode of Taz in there where we do a one-off game called Four Sherlock Holmes and a Vampire, which is one of the aforementioned Sherlock Holmes. And even if you've never listened to Taz before, you could just go and listen to that and enjoy it, because it's completely standalone. We are trying to get to 25,000 new and upgrading members this year, and we have several different donation levels. We're going to break in the middle and talk about all that stuff, but we want to thank you preemptively. If you've supported us in the past and you like supporting content that you love, like, we really appreciate you. If you are not already on board, you can go to MaximumFun.org/donate. Do it right now.
And you get to feel good because you have supported something that you love, and we really appreciate it. So we're going to get into the episode now, and we'll be back in the middle to talk about more about, like,
Do we want to say anything to set this one up, though?
It's a wild one. This one's going to be
a journey.
I haven't edited it yet. It's going to be a bit of a Frankenstein, but we were invited to do our nasty thing do our dirty thing. Live on the red carpet of the Broadway debut of Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville. It, for reasons beyond our comprehension. And it's been weeks since we've done it. It's still beyond our comprehension, but it was a wild, wild night. And we recorded a bunch of stuff from the red carpet. We had a little bit at the beginning with our good friend Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're going to hear that too. And you're going to hear us go through various stages of sort of panic and sort of grief. Social discomfort and grief. Yeah, all the stages of grief.
Did we mention there were celebrities on the red carpet that we were expected to talk to?
Yeah, so there's a,
that's part of it.
It's a whole lot. So we thought episode 400, let's make it a special one by presenting you with the most anxious night of our lives and our careers. And we're going to get into the bit we recorded now with Lynn and let you listen to the rest of the episode. But we will be back soon to tell you more about the Max Fun Drive. Remember, just go donate right now, MaximumFun.org/donate. And here comes something, man. I don't know.
Here comes something. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin Tyler McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Showbiz McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin, Big Lights, Big City McElroy.
I'm visiting gadfly Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Whoa, where did you come from?
I was hoping we could do like a layer of like fiction. Like, oh, he just popped out of the toilet. No, he wouldn't be in the no, toilet.
I just, if you're in Times Square, I appear Broadway.
Which one of the costume characters are you on Times Square? Are you the scary Elmo or the scary Hulk?
I am
Hulk?
Ecuadorian Iron Man.
We saw two Hulks today, side by side,
that's
together.
That's gotta be irritating. In the exact same costume. Anyway, welcome to brought to you by, this week's episode is brought to you by Escape to Margaritaville.
Did you just have to take a second to realize, because I have done this a few times, is it Escape to Margaritaville? And we're about to do something where we need to have this locked in. Is it Escape to Margaritaville or Escape from Margaritaville?
Okay, Escape from Margaritaville would be wild.
That's the sequel.
Get out.
Spoiler alert, but they do have to escape from Margaritaville at a certain point in the musical.
Well, we're not here to spoil story beats. We're here to talk about this great musical for everybody to go see. And we've got kind of a weird situation.
A bit of a situation.
We are going to be here in a minute. You're going to hear us, and we have not done this yet. So we're a little on edge about it. Here in a minute, you're going to hear us down on the red carpet recording our program live from the red carpet of Escape to Margaritaville.
The Broadway debut. It's the Ides of March, which is another sort of great omen for
us.
Oh,
no. Yeah, we will have no table. We will have no chairs. We will have your questions.
I've not stood up for one straight hour in 4 years.
I'm very nervous about that.
The only thing we have is the hope that we will appear to supposed to be there. Like, that's my hope, is that it just won't look like we were just like, hey, what are you guys doing, Lynn? Can we stand here?
We've never been on a red carpet in our entire life. What can we expect?
Well, if this were the Oscars or the Tonys or movie opening, you would expect an hour in throngs of press, but this is just Broadway, so it'll be like five outlets that are the Broadway outlets that go to everything.
Well, I wanted there to be much, much more than that. I wanted there to be a chance where we could get passed over and be like, well, they had a lot of other people to get to. Now it sounds like if they pass us over, it'll be
very
because
deliberate.
They looked at us or
they'll
heard
say,
us talking.
What's that Hydra at the end of the line?
How much should we explain to people? We've got some, I don't want to talk about anybody specific.
Can I ask something? What happened? what led to this?
What series of
events? Listen, we love our buddy Jimmy Buffett. How did you end up doing your show?
I think Jimmy just thought it would be funny if we recorded at the premiere. And I don't think he thought about it much more than that. He was like, yeah, that'd be funny. Let's do it. And we were like, and then we said, in Jimmy's defense, we said, yeah. And then we were like, wait a minute. What are we going to do? What are we doing here?
Oh, no, wait. Did one of us, like, slight Jimmy Buffett in the past? And this is his,
honest to God, had this thought several times today of at some point he'll be walking down the red carpet and he'll be like, everybody else stop. You three keep going. And you pay attention to these three idiot assholes.
Hey,
and
do you remember that joke you made when I was on your episode? You burnt.
Yeah, and then he'll dump pig's blood on us. Or margaritas. Either way.
Or pig's blood margaritas.
Yeah, so we're like, we're going to try to talk to people that are on the red carpet of the show. And like, I guess we'll ask them your questions that you send in about vacations, dear listener. So we're trying to hang on to that. At least we'll be doing that, that we know how to do that.
Did you do a red carpet for Hamilton?
I did not do the pre-show red carpet because I was in the show.
But you had the show had one.
Yeah, the show had one.
Yeah, it's weird we didn't get that.
Yeah.
Is Jamie better for
You know what would be funny, guys?
Wait, what?
Why didn't we? We could have recorded on the red carpet at Hamilton.
Wait, you guys are anxious about the red carpet of Margaritaville.
I know, but then we'd be more experienced for the Margaritaville red carpet. Yours would have been the fucking burner, like we goofed
Yeah, we could have really wasted, we could have wasted our energy on yours and then brought our A-game to Margaritaville.
I'm sorry I didn't think of that. I didn't know Jimmy was coming to the Great White
Probably
Way.
Because nobody's ever recorded a podcast for the premiere of a... that's probably the only reason that didn't occur to you is that nobody's ever fucking done it before. Whoa. Flips, are we making history?
You might be.
We might be.
This could be the first podcast ever recorded from the red carpet of a Broadway premiere, which is not something... It's not a necessarily perfect fit, if you think about it.
It's not like we're going to do it and everyone's going to be like, how have we not done this before?
It's so good. Did you hear... Hey, Beverly, did you hear this episode? They sound so nervous.
It's really top-notch content.
It's really good.
We've got to do that on the next WTF. Well, I've been Mark Maron the whole time.
I will say this. Because there is less press than you would find at sort of a bigger media thing, a lot of people are going to come talk to you. They'll be game for whatever.
How much of what we...
Twisted humor you guys bring to
our sort of own twisted...
your own slant on things.
Okay. How much of our shtick should we explain to people when we talk to them? Or should we just like go for it?
Go big or go home.
Okay, now is that professional advice you're giving?
Are you saying that because you're going to listen to this episode and you want it to be as entertaining?
Yeah, I'm just a longtime fan, first time caller.
So you're just fucking with us,
because
right?
Because we are who we are, it's not enough for us to...
I think by the time you say, hey, we host My Brother and Me, it's a show about advice, but they're gone. So just go in.
Okay, you've gone from everybody's going to be game and down the clown for as long as you want to. If you tell the name of your show, they're going to leave. So which is it?
I
will want to know why these three pasty gentlemen are assaulting them with advice questions.
Let me hit you guys with this. We are Jimmy Buffett's three irascible nephews. This is for a science fair.
My Uncle Jimmy said I could ask you some questions.
Is it too late to go out and buy three matching sailor's outfits and say we're his irascible nephews doing a project for the school fair?
This is the first time I've heard the word irascible said out loud. I've only read it in books.
I did it twice.
Yeah.
So
how do you do?
Now sounds right. Wordsmith.
Should we
fuck
try
me? I'm so scared. I'm extremely scared of
talking to your microphone.
I'm extremely, extremely scared of tonight and how bad it's going to go. I'm scared about what we just put in our bodies.
We didn't eat a lot of cheesecake.
Went to a place called Junior's, and I don't know why they call it that because there's nothing junior about these portions.
There's that askew point of view.
So if I bring that tonight, I'm good?
Yeah, you're
Travis
fine.
Travis had a fucking milkshake with a piece of cheesecake on top of it.
It was on the menu too. I don't want anyone to think that I crafted that from my mindscape. That was an on menu.
You ordered it from your fucking mindscape. So.
I did make the decision, but I didn't really want to eat it. Well, I did. I mostly was just like, I must see this.
I told them while they were both eating their big cheesecake messes that if they farted within a 10-foot perimeter of Al Roker, I would never speak to either of them ever.
Watching the sun bake.
Hey, Lynn, wait till you hear this. I was in Times Square and a guy jammed a CD in my hand and he says free. So I took it.
No.
And then he asked me for a donation.
Yeah.
Can you believe that Swaggy Jeff did that to me?
But you just gave him free publicity.
That's good. He'll enjoy that and the $20 I gave him for his burnt CD.
That is more than you would buy.
That's all I had.
What else can we say?
Here's another track from Swaggy Jeff's mixtape.
Here's another one. We're going to play that for 30 minutes because we're only going to get about 90 seconds of usable audio, I feel like.
I think you're going to find some real discussion. I mean, you've only ever done your podcast sort of from the comfort of your own homes.
It's not true. Lynn, we've done 50 live shows.
Yes.
You've been there for some of them. What are you talking about?
Yes, but this is like, I don't know. It's like installation. Think of it as the Sleep No More of podcasts. Okay. You don't know who's coming
Justin's
up.
In.
You've got true. You've got your mask on. Now, fortune favors the bold.
Can I wear my mask? That would make this easier, actually.
Now, Lynn just said something interesting, which is that we're not going to know who's coming up. And for me, that's going to be true a lot of the time because I don't know who anybody is.
Unless it's a cast of Terrace House.
If somebody from Terrace House, if Ben McKenzie rolls up from the OC. Here's a list of celebrities I know. Al Roker, he's going to be there tonight, so that's good.
Now, that doesn't mean we'll get to talk to him. He might see us
coming. Don't get all hyped to hear from Al.
Ben McKenzie from the whole cast of the OC. Dennis Quaid is doing some stuff right now for the I Can Only Imagine movie, which day one. And then that's it. End of list.
Those are all the people.
That's
you know.
All the people you could.
And that's
not
to say that the people that are going to be here tonight are not famous and recognized or venerable. You know.
Was that recognized or recognizable?
Yeah.
Is that the word? Okay.
It's the problem is that I don't know who anybody is.
I mean, it might make it easier.
Yeah. If when I go, who are you?
Yeah, what's your deal?
When I say, who are you? And then they say, I'm Tony Danza. No,
here's what you need to do. Who are you? I'm Tony Danza. Let him get that far. Hear the name.
Danza.
And then say, wearing. Who are you wearing? You didn't let me finish my
That's good.
I like that.
Fashion safe.
If there's one thing I know about celebrities, it's that they just love being treated like normal people.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know who normal people are. So why would I know who they are? So you just walk up and go, I'm Travis. Nice to meet you.
This will be refreshing to you. I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are, and I'm going to treat you like a regular person. Now get out of my way. I'm trying to talk to Tony Danza.
We're not going to talk to Tony Danza.
Damn it.
Are you worried that we'll try to establish that we're the boss?
See, and that's why we can't. We can't talk to Tony Danza.
Now we can't talk to Tony Danza.
I'm going to tweet Tony Danza. And
no,
sure.
Lynn.
Oh, God, no, Lynn. Don't tweet.
Okay. Say, talk to my friends. They're the irascible nephews.
DM him. Don't tweet
him. I don't know that he follows me.
Tony Danza, get it, Lynn.
You know Tony's got those open DMs. He wants to hear from everybody. Okay, so anyway, so this is
love you, Tony.
This is before, and then we're going to go try it. So the next thing you hear is going to be
try
us.
Sounds so nice. Try sounds like we get a dry run with no judgment.
Yeah, you might be about to hear 30 minutes of straight static.
No, we'll edit that down. We probably wouldn't publish that.
We're going to go something. Do the damn thing.
I'm excited because this feels like a radio version of your TV show where you're kind of being... You're a little out of your comfort zone.
Mayor Steve Williams is the Tony Danza of Huntington.
That is true.
That's what he is.
Throws down some sand, does some soft shoe.
That's what he says in his campaign commercials.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
We're at two bars of battery on this. We brought other batteries down, right?
We brought other batteries. 10 minutes before everybody comes. But I assume all the celebrities will show up exactly on time.
5:30. Probably
5:30 on the dot. Early here, because everyone knows it's cool to be on time.
We have an audience, which I didn't expect, and
I should have thought about that because there will be beloved, famous people coming through.
Everybody else is kind of standing up and they're doing stuff. Should we be over there? Are we in the wrong place?
No, this is good. This is good.
The nervousness, just to check in, because this is what everyone. The nervousness I'm feeling is unlike any kind of nervousness I've ever felt before.
Yeah.
Not like in a heightened, like it's not the most nervousness I've ever, but it's just this nervousness of I'm going to miss something.
It's like Lovecraftian. It's like a sort of like a cosmic horror that I've never really seen the face of before.
For me, it's a lot of times when you feel anxious before doing something like this, it's a fear of what if it goes bad. This is more like, it's like an expectation, like it's going to go good, but what if it goes bad? This is more like, how bad is this going to go?
Yeah.
How bad is this going to be?
Like if a scary man came up to you and he was like, I've got a dire warning for you. Tonight you're going to get scrambled. And it's like, well, I don't even know what that means, but it sounds horrible.
Well, this is also, you can tell everyone around us has done this countless times.
Yeah.
No.
They are old hands. They're not nervous about this at all.
Would it be weird for us to ask what we're supposed to do?
Let's see, who's around? We can maybe ask the people from Margaritaville TV what we're supposed to do. They might be able to help us out.
Now, do you think they've done a lot of red carpet premieres? Or do you think this one for the Margaritaville musical is maybe among them?
You think maybe this is their first one?
No. I don't know that Margaritaville is necessarily like a news outlet that needs to cover every Broadway opening.
Their coverage of the 2016 election was amazing.
Hard hitting, yeah.
Okay, so there's several people who are sort of videotaping stand-ups from the event, and we're going to be kind of in the background of those.
They're going to edit us out, I assume. They're going to green screen that.
Let's save our voices until people get here.
Yeah, we don't want to lose the solid gold.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to get right into the questions.
Let's see here.
We're here with Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
So psyched.
Yo, it's me, the Jeet.
Hi, it's me, Derek Jeter.
This one comes to us from Rose. I live in a place people go on vacation, and I worry that I take the beach for granted. Do you have tips on appreciating it to the fullest without quitting my job to become one with the waves? That's from Rose.
I mean, of course you do. You live at the beach. You take it for granted. Just like I take, I don't know, my bathroom for granted. It's always there. I live
there.
No
one goes to the vacation at your bathroom.
I have a very nice bathroom. I have a bidet.
I've
actually
been there before. He does have a bidet. And
it's I'm not looking it up on a Trivago, though.
I put it on Airbnb, just the one room.
It's on Trivago.
What do you think the Trivago guy's bathroom looks like with him in it while he's using it? Give me a minute.
Don't make me think about the Trivago guy in the bathroom.
First celeb that comes up here, we're going to say, what do you think it looks like when the Trivago guy goes to the bathroom? This is a blood pact. I'm not joking. I will walk off the set if one of you doesn't say, hello, Marlo Maples. Now, what does the Trivago guy look like when he uses the restroom?
What does he look like when he uses the bathroom?
Yeah, welcome to the party, bud.
No, but I mean, like, what do you mean? He probably looks the same as he says.
Same as everybody else.
All right, so that's one question.
What if the first celebrity is the Trivago
guy? I was nervous.
I think it's a little bit like this.
I was worried we were not going to have enough to talk about. But now we got that one in the chamber.
Oh, we're going.
Ready.
Oh, no, we're going. It's Mark. Mark Helgenberger.
Marg? Oh, God. It's Marg Helgenberger from CSI. She's wearing black and white outfit.
Nice. Good fashion coverage.
Oh,
God.
I'm freaking out. Travis, you got this.
No, I just got so tense.
You got this. Just relax. I'm just going to ask Marg Helgenberger, how do you appreciate the beach?
Okay.
Let's not start off with the Trivago bathroom question.
Okay, we won't start with the Trivago bathroom question.
We've got a few celebs under the belt.
Just say like, hi, I'm Travis McElroy. I host an advice podcast. Hi, we're the McElroy Brothers, because I wanted to know who I am too.
Okay.
We host an advice podcast, and let's just ask for beach activities. That's like, less weird.
For beach advice?
Favorite beach activities.
It's going to be cool when she's actually here. We're going to be totally cool about it.
Yeah, we're going to be like, you just mentioned like, hi, we're the McElroy Brothers. This is our 22nd record.
We've done this a ton of times. In fact, I'm pretty bored.
We've done a lot of these before, and
this definitely isn't new.
I have, tears welling up in my eyes, and I'm not really sure why. Do you see them?
Are you crying?
Yeah, I think a little bit, and
this
I don't know why.
This is a self-engineered hell.
Yeah.
I have put
myself... This is like Saw, but specifically for the McElroy Brothers.
Yeah, we have put ourselves into hell.
You have to talk to
Maybe
strangers.
Maybe don't say that loud.
Just tell her who we are first, because
yes,
it's gonna be weird if she's like through these guys. Stuff.
And don't mention the Trivago guy's bathroom look.
I can't live with that. We got this. We're good.
Oh,
okay. That probably feels
all right.
Fair.
So
okay.
So just
swing
just
and a miss.
Update. Still happen.
Okay. Oh.
So we've. Okay.
Okay. Bit of a whiff on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Just gonna relax and we'll talk casually and. Maybe.
So I think the problem there is that we were talking about how this was our hell, really loud.
I don't think she's coming back over here.
No, I think the red carpet's sort of a one-way affair, because then people will
bump into
each
other. Let's talk about this.
Okay, so what happened?
Hold on. Okay, so Marg Helgenberger just walked right past us.
Yeah, as well she should.
As well she should. I don't fault her for that. It's totally cool. It's fine.
I think we're going to have another run at this.
I'm starting to readjust my expectations a bit.
Yeah.
We need to at least talk to one person on this red carpet.
At least
prove
one person should talk to us.
Yeah, we'll get... Listen, that's... Travis and I guarantee by the end of this hour, we'll have at least one person.
Should we have tried to, vibe a little bit more? Not... In a sexual way,
we weren't making eye contact.
Put the vibe out.
We weren't
we want to talk.
Maybe
we're
turned and facing each other, and not
okay. Maybe.
Okay, so second whiff. Our second whiff.
Second whiff.
Former right, we're doing great.
Looks like Terry Collins, former New York Met manager.
We're in a
just
grace,
passed us by.
Grace suit.
Okay, didn't get that one.
That
another
was a
big
whiff.
Fish off the
that
line.
That was a whiff.
That's
on
a
our
checkered,
part.
Checkered
okay,
jacket.
In this one,
hold
we
on,
did
wait,
kind of close.
Hold on, wait. Checkered jacket, gray pants.
What?
Checkered jacket, gray pants, silver watch, and gray shoes. You have to say what everyone's wearing. This is red carpet one
okay.
Day.
Okay.
Justin, there's someone over here getting their photo taken. Who is it? Can you spot them?
Okay. No. We have a sheet that has pictures of everybody.
There's 80 people.
That's going to be here. We'll just play it cool.
Well, we do need to know who they are.
We do need to know who they are, but I don't see them. Okay, so Marg
is going past us a second time.
We're
going to
get another run at this. Marg is back. She's talking to SiriusXM. This is going to be fine.
Do I need to step over the rope?
Is that what people are doing, is stepping over the rope?
I'm up against my one weakness, rules and regulations.
We might have the distinct pleasure of being passed over
three
times.
We might need to enlist the help of somebody, like, more adult than
us. Is there an adult here?
Okay, so the Mets guy came back.
This guy's like, two? Okay. Oh, no.
Terry Collins came back. All right, we'll just ask Terry Collins about the scariest sea creature.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
There actually was, if I'm going to be honest, a little relief when they just walked past us. Like, okay.
Because he's like a sports gentleman. Like, yeah. I don't have as much.
What sea creature would you most want to play baseball with?
No, let's just ask him what he likes to do on vacation. Again, guys, softball, then we go scariest sea creature, then we get to, like, close out with the Trivago
guy. We start with what do you like to do on vacation?
We are really building this plane. That's as
fine.
We're flying.
It's fine.
I need you to not stand on the side. Okay.
What?
Quick family meeting. I need you to not stand on the other side of the ropes yelling, this is fine or this is hell, while making a grim mask of death with your face. Can you stop doing that for me?
Because I just kind of look like I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, you get more flies with honey than vinegar.
It's not even vinegar. It's vinegar. You get more flies offering them honey than making them watch you eat vinegar.
I get more flies with honey than making them think I stink like vinegar.
Yeah.
They should avoid the vinegar boy.
It's been 8 minutes. That's pretty good.
For 8 minutes in, I'm feeling very good.
Well, you have some solid content so far.
Yeah.
They're dumping in, I think.
But maybe they're just making the runs. This is good. This is fine.
Listen, I'm actually relaxing now, you know?
Yeah. I'm relaxing because I don't think anybody's going to talk to us.
Yeah, right? I'm not going to get put on the spot at all. Oh, here we go. Okay. I've got this.
Okay, you got this, Travis. I believe in you. Hi.
Nope. Panicked. Locked up.
You're locked up.
So locked for up. The folks at home, that was a third walk by. Mark Helgenberger from CSI.
And listen, and the window was there.
The window was there. She
I
was probably 4 inches from Travis.
And I didn't. I opened my mouth.
The amount of time that passed between I've got this to I froze up was quite short.
Okay, I'm going to get Terry, though. What's Terry's last name?
No. Collins. Okay.
Mr. Collins.
Mr. Collins. Former manager.
Mr. Collins.
Of the New York Mets.
This one's going to, just a real quick one, because I'm real nervous about this guy. I'm double intimidated because he's like famous and sports.
Yeah.
So it's like two things that I'm not
great
with.
What if he throws a ball at you like super hard?
What if he sees something wrong and he can mold?
Yeah. You catch it really cool.
You got the goods. Money ball.
Look, I can see the grip on your microphone. You seem like a.
Choke up a little bit. What's really fun is every so often I make eye contact with people in the crowd behind us, and they're looking at me like, why are you there? And I'm also thinking.
And you're looking at them like, why am I here? Get me out of here.
We want to make people feel like we're not pranking them, because we're not. That's not our goal here. But
it's
if we keep yelling about sea creatures, people are going to think we're going to
It's like a regular thing that we're
just
doing.
Just have people talk about sea creatures, you know?
Okay. Okay,
Now, when you are flipping feverishly through the tip sheet and they see
faster,
that, that's probably going to hurt their feelings a bit. So,
Justin, faster, identify.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm dizzy. I'm getting dizzy.
It's not Tony Danza. I feel like we're playing the most high-stakes game of Guess Who. Maybe
yeah,
ever.
I know.
I mean, the good news is if we keep doing things exactly as we've been doing them, it's not going to be
It's going to be a moot point.
Okay, just to check in, what's the score so far? How many
the score is zero. Brothers,
we're at
zero.
12 minutes, 26 seconds on the recording.
How long?
12:26.
Maybe I can make eye contact with Mark Hellingberger down at the other end, and she'll feel the connection
Waltz
and come
on.
Back.
So Mark may come back. And now at the point I'm at, I don't actually want to talk to anybody but Mark Hellingberger now. I feel like so jilted.
Well, it's because she's dammed it all up in our minds where we can't. Sorry, I can't with you.
Yeah.
I've still got
she
all the questions.
She's loaded our own stock in our minds. Okay, that guy just asked, where is your Margaritaville? That's very good.
But we were going to ask
gonna
that
ask
question.
That, though.
No, stay turned. I'm trying
to
look
hiding
at the list of people that
so
are
Justin
here.
So Justin is now looking at the tip
covertly.
Sheet. Covertly using my back as a sort of shield.
That was Steve Croft earlier.
Steve Croft. Damn, just missed it.
Tim Federal? Yeah, Tim Federal. Tim? Tim Federal.
That's who this person is coming up?
Tim.
Show me the paper, you child.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Wins and losses. One, loss. He did walk right past us. Win. His name was Tim.
Big win. Big win. W.
I did invite him, and I did recognize him from the tip sheet. Let's take a quick promotional break to talk about Escape to Margaritaville. It's more than a musical. It's a way of life.
You've seen it now just the once?
Just
tonight
the once.
Or twice?
Tonight okay. is the second time it is opening. Tonight here at the Marquee Theater in right in the middle of Times Square. It's a great show. Come out and see it. EscapeToMargaritavilleMusical.com. And you can get tickets and plan your escape today. That's a book by Greg Garcia and Michael Malley, who you may remember from My Name is Earl, a lot of great shows like that. Musical lyrics, of course, by Jimmy Buffett. And you should come see the show. Is that maybe Matt Doyle? Nobody looks like their pictures. Matt Doyle, maybe? Is that maybe Matt Doyle?
Say his name like 14 more times, and then maybe it'll just become true. I'm thinking we need to be on the other side of the rope.
You think that would be...
So here's let's set up the scene for our folks home, because let's remember that we're recording an episode of a podcast.
Travis is going across the rope. Yes, this is
okay,
the right
there's
move.
There's a rope, and Travis is going
this is the right
the
move.
Side
You've got to be a more of a presence. We're kind got of his it. Producers. We're his supervising producers.
Okay, Travis
is across
now,
the
Travis
rope
is,
that is protecting us
oh
from the beautiful
God,
people.
So terrifying.
Travis is very... All right, now listen. From this point forward, we can't talk about being
nobody's
scared.
Nobody's going to yell at you. Everybody's across the rope. Now we're across the rope, too.
Yeah, all right.
Now Travis is
oh,
floating.
Now he looks like it. Now he looks like he's doing
not
interviews.
Ready. Miss Hughes? Miss Hughes, right?
Miss Hughes, yes. Maybe don't mention we do a podcast. Now that I think about it...
Oh, no. Okay. There's so many different iterations of how I'm going to introduce myself in my head.
Miss Hughes.
I'm just going to say...
I don't actually know. I'm not 100% certain on the name. Don't. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get this.
Travis. Travis. It's okay.
Can we ask you some quick questions?
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Hello.
We do an advice podcast. Oh, you can just go ahead.
It's a microphone.
We've never done this before.
We're recording a podcast.
Very nervous. This is our first one. We do an advice podcast called My Brother and Me. We were wondering what advice you would give to our listeners as far as like good activities to do on vacation, getting away to Margaritaville.
Oh, I love this podcast question, actually. So I'm a huge hiker. I love to go hiking. And I think if you're on vacay, the best way to start the day is by getting up and going for like a little exercise, a little walk. Ooh. And that way, you're burning off the hangover from the night before.
I
right?
love that.
You work
That's
hard
good.
And you play hard.
Well, but it's not working. You're out. You're engaging. You're being good to your body.
Yeah.
So you're not... You know,
that is a novel concept
too,
for the three
this
of
is
us.
The best advice we've actually ever had.
Be healthier.
Yeah.
That's good.
But you got to be with people. Otherwise, it feels like punishment. And it feels like work, right? But if you're with people, then it's just fun.
That's and if you're alone, you also have to be worried about bears. But with people, you're less likely to be attacked by
bears.
Bigger
yeah. bears.
Speaking of, our second question is, what sea creatures do you think are most dangerous?
This I is mean, I'm wearing a mermaid dress, so mm-hmm. I think mermaids, right?
Mermaids can be
Wow, that's
fairly
a really
terrifying.
Good point. They are scary, actually.
That's not an obvious choice. They'll right? sing you into a trance. You'll walk right in the water.
Exactly. I love it.
Well, excellent. Thank you very
cool.
much.
I Thanks love so
much.
You. What's Thank your you. Podcast called?
It's called My Brother and Me.
We're
like,
friends
like
with...
Like it's written on the sign. Okay,
we,
cool.
Jimmy Buffett was on our show, and we asked if we could come do this, and we didn't really think through the practicalities of actually doing it.
A podcast this on a red carpet.
Yeah, this is not really our milieu, but we're hanging in there.
You're nailing it. It's
good. Thank you. A lot of people walked past us before... You stop. So this is kind of the first.
Thank you,
thank you for stopping.
Hopefully I will, you know, start a trend for you.
Thank Absolutely. You. I appreciate that.
Thank you very
Spread
much.
Spread the word
Good
that
luck,
we're regular,
guys.
Normal
I love
people.
It.
Regular,
thank you.
Real
Should
people.
I make an announcement?
No,
yeah,
that's
just start yelling.
Okay. No announcement. No,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's
thank
one.
You. That okay. was one.
That's
that
one.
That was so good.
Travis, okay. you want to come back on the other side of the rope? For
okay.
I need Justin getting my back.
I think that's. Would you say that is Matt Doyle?
What?
You say it's Matt Doyle? Does that feel like Matt Doyle?
You got to show me the paper. I can't tell you.
I've heard Justin say
So Matt Doyle right here? Is that Matt Doyle?
Crowds Travis are really
no, we
filling
can't. If
up
we can't,
here.
If we can't do a positive identification.
Yeah, we need a clear match.
Justin is now bent over. I think that was a lot on him.
You got to talk in your microphone.
I dropped my badge. And
we
I
don't
picked
have,
it up. I was just bending over because I dropped something important. We can't, if we're not 100% positive of ID, we can't do an interview, Travis. Let's move on to our second question.
Yeah, let's hear it.
My fiance wants us to go to Italy for our honeymoon. Italy sounds great, but I'd also like to buy a house, so I want to rent a cabin up north and put the rest toward mortgage. Where can we go that both feels like a honeymoon rather than a family vacation, but also doesn't completely drain our savings? Almost married in Ann Arbor. So, like, romantic vacation destinations.
Something romantic, but cheap.
A romantic vacation destination
not
on
cheap,
a budget.
Not costly. for unwealthy folks. Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. The time is 5:57, which by my watch means we're halfway
through. We got one
star-studded cavalcade. We got one person to be on our show,
which is one more than I was starting to think we'd get.
Marg will probably get back here soon.
When the word gets out.
When the word gets out about Marg Helgenberger, who is that lady? Oh, that lady is so good. Brenda Vaccaro?
I don't think so.
Shit, I don't know then. if it's not fucking Brenda Vaccaro, I don't know who it is.
What if can I tell you guys an idea I just have? What if we just put this one up completely unedited? What if we just threw this one up on the channel?
Okay, there's a very handsome guy who I do not know his identity, but he's so handsome.
But he's so handsome. He's got to be somebody.
Is that Matt Doyle?
No. I swear to God, if I hear you say this name one more time.
This guy's so handsome. I'm too nervous to talk to him. He's that handsome.
Can I just approach him as handsome guy?
No, I wouldn't do that at all.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe he's a date. Some people are people's dates, and they're not all
so beautiful.
And they're just beautiful. So we shouldn't talk to either of these people because we cannot be clear of what we're doing.
We didn't talk about that question.
I ain't scared anymore, Justin.
What's a romantic vacation destination? You know what's nice?
What's that?
If you go to a lake.
We've been called out.
We've been called out.
We've been caught.
All right,
I literally don't know how to. We've been called out for talking into our microphones.
Someone
too much
yelled at us
on the red carpet
for talking into our microphones. Okay, now.
Wait, hi.
Have you ever seen people who stood together, who are just inches away from each other, talking to each other on mics? Don't say I didn't hit it on the nail.
No, you did. You crushed it.
We're just very. This is our first red carpet event. We're very nervous.
I don't know how to do any of this.
This is our first red carpet event we do in a Vice podcast.
Listen, we're very
we have
vulnerable
no idea
right
what
we're
doing.
Very vulnerable. We're so nervous.
Is this a radio show?
Yes, it's a podcast.
It's an advice. Yeah, we're doing it, and we
I'm
do Brenda advice.
McCarr, this is my friend Levi Bradley.
Hi, Levi.
What the hell are you
nice
doing?
That's a great question.
That's actually the only question.
We actually also don't know the answer. Jimmy Buffett was on our show, and he thought it'd be fun if we came and did this.
I asked for this cup, and they didn't have it.
Oh, I had to bring it into the place. I had myself.
They didn't have it.
Our question is romantic vacation destinations.
Oh, that's great.
Where you have any suggestions for our listeners?
Yes, I would go to Bali, Indonesia.
Ooh.
Try to overcome the McDonald's and the coffee Starbucks shop. Pass by that and get into their culture.
Okay.
But it is a beautiful. Are you guys serious?
Is it a bad mix?
Yeah. Somebody asked where they should go.
And the Galapagos.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I like all the animals there.
Uh-huh.
They're very different. You look so cute with these mics.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
I will do your podcast any day.
Thank you very much.
In mind.
Thank you.
All right. So we lined up a second spot there.
Okay.
It's the best.
We're doing great.
So that went super good.
That went so good. This is a whole family of handsome people. Okay. I don't want to. This is too many people. This is too many people.
It's overwhelming.
It's too many.
Two people walked up that time, and I couldn't handle it.
Does one of the pictures have a whole family on it?
the whole family in the picture.
Just squeezed into one picture on the. Okay, so just to explain, Justin has folded the tip sheet, which has the faces of all of the folks walking the red carpet and their names, into an origami swan, making it nearly impossible to read at speed that people are coming down the blue. It's also a blue carpet. Have we talked about that?
Oh, yeah, the carpet is blue. I think because, give me if I'm reaching too far here, like the ocean. I think it's supposed to be.
Wait, who did you just ask?
The camera guy.
Oh, I didn't.
The camera guy.
Oh, yeah, the Zoom? It's a dope mic.
It's a great mic set.
So I don't know who that is on the tip sheet. We just got to keep pressing through.
Romantic destinations for a vacation spot.
Maybe.
You know
spend
what?
Spend some time, stay home, get to know each other better.
That's no good. Go to the lake.
Here's what I'm going to say.
What if you just spend some time with your partner making love?
Oh, making love.
Making
that's so good, Travis.
I have one, but you go to Bali, but you do go to the McDonald's.
That guy looks
and
familiar,
you do go
though.
To the
Who
Starbucks.
Is that guy?
Go to McDonald's at Bali.
The McDonald's at Bali is so whack.
They have the best burgers.
Hi, brothers. I shouldn't be checking my phone.
It does make you look super bored.
It does make you look like you're not really paying attention.
This is where I'm getting the questions from, though. This is a beautiful family.
You can't keep saying that.
So, I just want to get the next question going because we answered that one. One of the benefits of my job is having a fair amount of vacation time, I'm of the opinion it's best to take a couple days here and there, saving off corporate
short
burnout.
Vacation or long vacation is what
short vacation or long vacation. That's from Ezra. Short vacation or long vacation.
Well, I do
vacation.
Like this because Ezra specifically says, like, take one day off every so often so you get a three-day weekend, or save it up and do, like, two
one
weeks
big
off.
One.
Yeah.
I almost always prefer the big one because I don't work very hard usually. And so every
you really
day
have to take that many days to even notice.
To even feel it, I got to take a pretty big dose of PTO there.
I would say that it really depends on how close do you live to dope shit. Because if you could take three-day weekends and go do awesome stuff, but if you get yourself an extra day and then you don't have anything to do with it.
This is going really so good. It's 6:04. Still time for lots of other people to be on
our show.
And
now we're in our groove. The heat's picking up now, you know what I mean?
I'm not nervous anymore.
I came back around the other side.
I'm just a professional doing a
job. I'm worried that we're going to get too overconfident and that'll make us make big mistakes.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck just happened. And that is both literal and sort of like... emphasizing the wildness of whatever you just heard. I don't know where this break's going to be, but I bet it was after something just really either skin-crawlingly awkward or delightful. That was kind of where I was hovering between.
It might be skin-crawlingly delightful. I don't know. Maybe, you know, like a Nightmare Before Christmas kind of vibe. You know,
sure.
Like, this is terrifying, but man, I'm really enjoying myself.
Folks, hey, become a member of the Max Fun Network. Jeez, it would be so cool. Because if you do it, you can help us meet our goal, 25,000 new and upgrading members. If you're already a member, thank you so much. If you've been consuming more content from the network lately, maybe think about upping your donation because that'll make you eligible for all the great pledge gifts that we're going to tell you about right now. Travis, $5, go.
Well, Griffin, that's a great question. At $5, you are going to get a exclusive bonus content that we talked about before. You've got, listen, we have been doing Max Fun Drive since 2011. So there is 7 years of bonus content.
This is our eighth year, my bud.
This is our eighth year. Eight years, about 11 different things, including like some videos we did where we're like riffing over old educational shorts. But not only that, you're also going to get access to all of the Judge John Hodgman bonus content, all of the Adventure Zone bonus content, all of the Wonderful bonus content, all of the Sawbones bonus. Like, it's hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. It's incredible.
Justin, $10 a month. Go.
$10 a month, you're going to get a Drive exclusive enamel pin designed by Megan Lynn Cott. You pick your favorite, and you're going to get a cool pin. The one for this year emphasizes our theme of Stronger Together for Collaborate Teen. And it is a very cool looking pin. And you also get a Max Fun membership card. And that is for $10 a month, plus all the exclusive bonus content.
Yeah, on each level, you get everything up to that level. So at $20 a month, there's a Max Fun family cookbook with recipes from Max Fun hosts, contains dozens of recipes from cocktails to dessert, and you get a set of handsome space-themed cookie cutters, plus the pin designed by Legan Lincott, plus the bonus content. That is a great
there's
deal.
There's a recipe from our, I sent in our mom's recipe for chess bars is up in there. Did you guys put anything in?
I think that's the McElroy contribution.
That's our contribution. Man, you guys are lazy, huh?
Yeah, sure. So
I guess I'm the only team player.
Yeah, I
here.
Guess I'm Oof. Just so busy generating hours and hours of wonderful content for our listeners.
No, I'm well, I'm, yeah, the, yeah, I'm yeah. the one actually yeah. making the wonderful content. And that's a
no,
fun
I'm
thing I can say.
Lowercase w.
If you want to step it up, we got a $35 a month level. Say you listen to a ton of shows and you want to support the whole network. $35 a month will get you a 1 liter juice carafe, beautifully and permanently engraved with the Max Fun Rocket logo. It's not just for juice, though. And it says that in the copy. And I think you're smart enough to piece that together. But the copy thinks maybe you need some help with it. But it's great for tastefully displaying all your beverages. And you get the cookbook. You get the cookie cutters. You get the pen. You get the bonus content. And you help support us a whole bunch. And we appreciate it. And then
now we should be clear. Here's the thing. The carafe is not just for juice, but strangely, the cookie cutters are.
Yeah, you got to pour juice in the cookie cutters.
Can't explain it, but that maybe wasn't as self-explanatory, so just want to make that clear.
There's higher levels you can go donate at, and if you want to do that, like, thank you. But these levels, honestly, are they're sort of the bread and butter of our network, and that's what a lot of people can afford to do for content that they like. And man, that just, it's just the best, y'all. Like, it really means a lot to us. And we so appreciate you going to MaxFun, MaximumFun.org/donate and getting on board. These gifts are, to make it clear, for new and upgrading members. So, like, if you're at $5 a month right now, you upgrade to $10 a month, you're going to get the pin and the bonus content, obviously, and so on. So, but if you can hop on at 35, wow, 35, that's so flattering. Thank you. But
it,
20, 10, 5, anything you can give honestly means the world.
It only takes a couple minutes. Go to MaximumFun.org/donate. Choose the membership level that's right for you. And then you'll choose which Max Fun shows you listen to. And just like that, you are a member. And then you've helped us. Listen, when we started doing this, we weren't making any money off of it. And we were doing it just as a goofy goof and didn't think anything would ever come of it. And now it's turned into a career. This is Travis's like whole job right now. Dad got to retire from the radio station last year and just do this full time because of the donations you all have brought in for the Adventure Zone. Like, this has made
him. He probably would have retired anyway. He's very old.
He's so old. Can't press the buttons on the switch board anymore. Old fingers and tired old bones, and they're old hollow bones, withered fingers, no muscle, no skin, just skeleton bones down there. But you've helped turn his life a little bit easier because he doesn't have to press all the dials and knobs on the thing anymore. So
he still announces loudly what country music song people are about to hear,
right?
But he does it in the privacy of his own home.
So, and mostly he's just listening to radio and trying to guess what the next one's gonna be,
right? you that's all to say, you all have made like a genuine material impact on our lives by allowing us to turn this into a career, and we are so grateful for it. And if you listen, you've never donated before and you want to help contribute to that, just think about becoming a member. MaximumFun.org/donate.
The one last thing I want to say, and we'll reiterate this a couple times over the next 2 weeks, but one of the amazing things about the structure of Max Fun and you, the donors, is that your money, your donations, your support is going directly to the shows that you love. This is not like an amorphous, you know, you don't send your money in and then hope eventually it gets to. No, like when you donate, you pick the shows you listen to, and that's where the majority of your money goes.
Right.
So, like, if you listen to, you know, My Brother and Me, Adventure Zone, right, and you're like, oh, yeah, I became a $5 donor. And then over the last year, you started listening to Wonderful and Sawbones and the Schmanners and trends like these and Still Buffering. And you're like, well, now I get even more content. And now I want to support all the co-hosts on those shows.
It's very direct.
Yeah. You can then bump it up to 10. And now your money is going to support the shows that you love.
Yeah, listen, we love being a part of the Maximum Fun Network. We love the support that our listeners have shown us in the 8 years that we've been doing this. And God, that's wild. We are coming up on a decade, and that's like a wild amount of time to me to even conceive
of. It's no joke, the longest job I've ever had. This is the longest employment I've ever had.
So you're curious to hear what other celebrities we humiliate ourselves in front of. So we're going to get back to the rest of the episode now, but we'll be back at the end to talk a little bit more about the drive. Thank you all so much. MaximumFun.org/donate, and just listen to us fall completely on our asses in a professional environment that we were not equipped to take on.
Who's that? Hey, Justin, who's that?
I hate this job.
Justin,
I have
Justin,
the worst
look
job.
At the faces. Justin, look.
Come on, Justin.
All the beautiful faces. Can you find the face before they get
Justin,
to
get
us?
There. Come on.
The fun is
time's
in the
running
challenge,
out.
Justin.
No idea. This is actually very helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, so to recap,
a woman
standing behind us has started narrating into her phone. She knows these people more than we do. So she hit me in the head with her phone, so now she owes me for the information I'm drifting off of her. Oh, my God. Steve Croft, right? Steve Croft is, of course, the
Justin's Googling it.
We have one and only.
Justin has a four-step process.
Steve Croft, 60 minutes. Fuck off. He's going to respect our journalistic chops.
Four.
Oh, you guys have four mics? Usually I only have one. You guys are real pros.
Hey, it's me, Steve Croft. 60 minutes.
He's 4 feet away from me. What the fuck is wrong?
Forget about it.
Hey. He's 4 feet as the crow flies.
I did my best.
All right, Justin, flip.
No, I have a page of just handsome guys. Maybe that's Matt
it's
Doyle.
It's not Matt Doyle.
If you say Matt Doyle one more time.
I've saw four gonna people were Matt Doyle.
Corey
Croft? Oh, yeah. I love that. One of those guys is Corey Cott, for sure.
Yes. Travis, I have. I believe in you.
Travis is going to try to corral Steve Croft into talking to us. And we're going to ask him. Wait, wait, what are you asking? Dark. Scariest sea creature.
No.
What's the most frightening sea creature?
Romantic beach? Oh, we did that.
No, we did that one. Short vacations or long vacations? Yes.
How do you make the most of your time off?
No. Short or long vacations?
Can we ask you some questions real quick for our podcast? We do a podcast called My Brother, My Brother means an advice podcast. We were wondering, do you think people should take long vacations or short vacations?
What do you prefer?
Which one's better?
Lots of short vacations or one long?
I'm a big fan. Depends on how hard you work.
We don't work at all.
You don't work at all. I think if you have really a grind, I think that the longer vacation is a little bit better.
You seem like somebody who's on their grind all the time. Do you prefer the long?
Yeah, and normally we shut down for the 60-minute shutdown for the month of July, and that's a great 4 weeks.
Just live it up.
Yeah.
One quick last question. What's the scariest sea creature?
In your opinion.
The what?
Scariest sea creature.
Scariest sea creature, in your opinion.
Well, the only one I've seen really up close is an anaconda. Or not a barracuda.
Barracuda.
The only ones I've seen up close are a barracuda, like about this far away.
That's
very terrifying.
That would be it. Yeah.
And like a tanker exposed, like the barracuda could get you.
You're just like inches away from one.
Yeah, I had a shiny ring on too.
And
everybody said never wear them. You know, it was in the Florida Keys.
I'm sure. So glad you're still
with us.
I'm
glad you're here. Yeah. Thank you so much for talking with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for your time.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great.
So great.
He even went
Wait,
back
us
and
or
us.
Okay.
So professional.
He went
us.
Back and did a second take of Barracuda Anaconda, clean take.
Clean take. You gave us a clean take on
that. A clean take.
Well, we shouldn't talk about that because we probably edited it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now Justin, did you identify this as this Samantha Whale?
No, I don't know who this is.
You looked it up. You said you knew
I think
it.
It's Doctor Who.
It's not Doctor Who, Justin.
He looks slick and.
Excuse me. This person in the suit here coming up with the bow tie.
Travis
you know?
Is now.
Okay.
He's.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Travis is trying to gather intel. Travis is our little spy. So we've all got different roles. Let's explain our process because I feel like people want to know what it's like for us on the red carpet. We've all got roles. I'm doing tech. I'm holding the stuff. Justin's over here, and he keeps yelling power and hell, and everything's really scary.
He's a misdirect guy.
He keeps yelling the name Matt Doyle every 4.5 minutes, and Travis is kind of our Tinker Tailor Soldier spy out there, gathering all the deets on all the...
I'm the face man.
All the slebs.
I should have committed this whole sheet to memory. Told you so.
Corey Cott. We got this. We're getting into our... fucking swing right now. Can we cuss when we're talking about?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, not like that.
Oh, not now.
You just four people just turned around to look at you. Yes.
He was in Newsies. He's in Newsies on Broadway. I'm sorry, people. We don't know who anybody is.
Yeah, we're
it's
the
not
so
their,
sorry.
It's, yeah, please understand. Okay, it's our fault, not theirs.
Is Trav going to try to corral?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get him.
I think grab Corey Cott. So this will be what, 5, 6?
Are you going to ask about long or short vacations? We're still on that question.
Yeah, I think
I might ask Destinated. Corey, can we ask you some quick questions? Hello.
Oh, nice.
We do an advice podcast called My Brother and Me.
It's a weird fit for a red carpet.
It's a weird
I agree.
Fit.
An advice podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Nobody's ever recorded a podcast at a Broadway premiere before.
You're groundbreaking.
So we're sort of pioneers.
Yeah, revolution.
And you're part of it. So
wow.
Congratulations.
That's cool. And the Guinness Book of World Records
you're
certificate
here?
Or something?
Welcome.
We're doing beach-themed questions from our listeners.
Okay,
the first
cool.
is, do you prefer to save up your vacation time for one long trip or do several sort of short little getaways?
Short or long vacations?
I think I'd rather do a long vacation, but I think my life only allows for little short vacations most of the time. So it's more like what I'm allowed to do.
Yeah,
That sounds really restrictive. You should just do a podcast. We do nothing.
This is a vacation right now.
Yeah, maybe should I just quit and just come with you guys?
All right,
I'm officially a part of the advice podcast.
And now this will be Corey Cott. This will be the behind the music. This
sure.
is where Corey's career
sure.
started.
This is where
all his promise he left.
We really started making his money.
Second question, scariest sea creature.
I mean, probably a great white shark or something.
That's
for
the sure. correct answer.
Everybody tries to do these clever answers, but that's why they made the movie about this.
Sure. If I'm actually going to... If I'm swimming by myself in the ocean with nothing around me, I'm going to be most terrified of a great white shark.
Let me ask you this, Corey.
Steve Croft's a barracuda.
What's
like,
a barracuda? No.
Let me ask you this.
No.
Let's go a little deeper here. What would be the sea creature that you wouldn't admit you would be afraid to see, but you'd totally be afraid to see?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Anything.
Sure. Sure. Well, probably some sort of jellyfish, because I just octopus. I actually like stingrays. I feel like stingrays are pretty cool and like uncharacteristically nice most of the time, at least in my experience. But jellyfish, something with long tentacles. It's a little freaky to me.
Good eating though.
What's that?
Good eating.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. That's very true. Fry those up, man. Fry those tentacles up. It's a good meal.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
It's 24 minutes. What time is it, Juice?
Gotta be good.
It's 6:14.
All right, another 16 minutes.
There's Ethan Souple. We don't gotta look that one up.
That's a slam dunk. We're gonna get Ethan. No question.
I'm gonna try really hard not to ask him about Boy Meets World.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm going to try so hard.
You're not going to do that.
I'm going to try so hard.
You're not going to do that.
I'm going to try so hard.
Look at us. You're not going to do that.
Okay.
I didn't know you had to like... Oh my God, it's Mary Lou Henner freaking out.
Okay.
I'm fine, everyone. So don't ask about Boy Meets World.
Okay, great. Unless it comes up.
What? We need another question from our listeners.
Oh yeah, hurry.
Something new to ask about.
I feel like we could do this every week.
Yeah. It's easy.
This is our
new
job.
Podcast is canceled.
Suggestion. Oh, God. When I go on vacation. No.
Justin's fucking broken. Justin.
I'm in my head. I took a beach trip.
How do you take advantage of beach? We'll go back to the destination. What's your favorite
beach? Ideal vacation. Drop the beach bullshit. Okay.
This is the beach bullshit. Minute. And we'll set people
Ethan,
up.
Can we ask you some quick questions? Hi. We do an advice podcast called My Brother. This? I can hold on to it if you want to, or you can. Okay.
It's insulting, I feel like, to be like, now you hold
you have work
our
to do.
One job.
This is our first.
We have four microphones here. This is wild.
We're recording a podcast.
Okay.
We do an advice show called My Brother, and Me. And
Who are the brothers?
All three of us.
You're all three
brothers. Yes. Yeah. We asked Jimmy Buffett if we could do this, and he said yes. And I don't think he really thought through it, and I don't think we did either.
We didn't either.
We've never done this, so we're freaking out a little bit. Right. But it's fine.
When you normally do your podcast, are you in a more sound-protected environment?
Yeah, in our home, our sweatpants.
We go to a Kmart.
More importantly, we're in a people-protected environment where we don't see so many people.
I'm with you. I like people-protected environments.
Yeah.
This is so hazardous.
Thank you.
There's a lot of folks here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hot pudding.
So we have questions from our audience.
Okay,
so we'll just ask
about
you
sort of
quick
beach
ones.
Stuff. What's your ideal vacation? What's your ideal getaway?
My ideal vacation is anywhere with a warm beach, and I will sit in the water up to my tits all day long.
Do you take a lot of stuff down? Or you go to the beach by yourself, or do you have a lot of equipment you like to bring down?
I have four children.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay,
I hear you.
Each child requires their own special equipment.
Yes.
So the equipment is nauseating. The amount of equipment
that we have
to take. Gadgets and gizmos and things. Yeah.
Yeah. One last question. Do you think Atlantis is real?
I told Travis not to ask this because I'm worried that this is just
something.
I'm
very interested in this, and I don't...
But I'm a multiverse guy. If we are living in a multiverse, it's real somewhere.
Yes.
Holy
shit.
That's
a good answer. Good.
Good answer.
Damn it, that's good.
That's a good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I don't think it's here on Earth.
So stop looking.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the show. That was so good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Totally professional.
It felt him or us?
Oh, both. Totally professional.
Okay. I liked when he said tits.
Give me something other than Atlantis.
Yeah. Scariest sea creature is so good. Okay. That's a classic.
I'm going to get Mary Lou Henner.
Are you going to get Mary Lou Henner? Okay.
Which sea creature does she want to own as a pet?
Okay.
What's the most lovable sea creature?
No, that's benign. I want to know scary. I want to know fears. I want to see into people's souls.
Oh.
I'm going to put that sigh in the episode. I feel like it tells a story.
Can we ask you some quick questions? So quick, super quick question. We do an advice podcast, and we're recording here. We've never been on a red carpet before. One question. What do you think the scariest sea creature is?
Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Yes, that's a good answer.
Good.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Ms. Henner, you crushed it.
I have a little
it.
Three-year-old niece who lives with me. So.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah. Trust me, and she's always Ariel.
Terrified of Ursula, as she should be.
That's a great answer. Thank you so much.
All right.
I shouldn't have.
We need to not scream into the microphones as Mary Lou Henner gives us a very good Ursula answer to our question. Oh shit! It's happening.
Is that Jimmy? All right, Jimmy. Jimmy will stop and talk to us.
Is that Jimmy? I don't know what Jimmy Buffett looks like. I've just realized I don't know what Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, it's gonna be an audio disaster in here now. Jimmy Buffett has arrived at the venue.
Everybody's
going nuts for Jimmy.
Not usable anymore.
We're going to lead. When James comes, we're going to lead with Scariest Sea Creature.
Okay. And then we're going to ask him why he made this decision. I think we should maybe, for him, do a little debrief on why the decision was made to include us at this event. I don't know that we'll be invited to a second Broadway show.
No way.
I don't think I ever... I think it's weird. I'm at a point in my life where I could be very stressed out. And seeing Jimmy Buffett would put me at ease. Oh, there's my friend James.
Are they still yelling for Jimmy Buffett?
I don't know. I don't know if other people showed up.
Do you think that all these people here from Margaritaville might be fans?
Maybe.
People are going to be very confused about the amount of time we're going to want to take with Jimmy Buffett.
Well, he's a professional. He's probably going to breeze right past us.
Yeah. That's the question, huh?
What?
Can we get Jimmy? Can we get Jimmy?
Can we get Jimmy Buffett to talk to us? Probably.
When he asks, hey guys, real quick, huddle up. We have like 30 seconds here because Jimmy Buffett's real close. But when he asks how it goes, can we all say it went super good and talk about all the great questions we got from Marg and the gang?
We don't lie to him about how great we did a good job?
Lie to him and say we did a great job and everybody's been complimenting us on our professionalism.
Yeah, I know you were worried about taking a risk on us. We've been very professional the entire time, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, so...
They told me I could step off the rope. I definitely didn't.
And then I'll send him a special cut of this episode that's 4 minutes long of our times where we approached
us
confidence.
Being professionals.
Jimmy's just made a big face at us. I think he's going to come talk to us.
He's right here, the man. The man himself, so
the
close.
Man. He's going to come and talk to you. How's it going?
McElroy.
How you doing?
Oh, it's all three of them.
How's it going, Jimmy? How did the Tonight Show go?
Huh?
How did the Tonight Show go?
The Tonight Show went great. Bill Hader, come on. You got to follow Bill Hader. I met him as he was coming out. I was going in. I'm a big fan, though.
I know you were taking a risk by letting us on the blue carpet here at the premiere.
What happened to the red carpet?
It's beach themed, I think.
I spilled a margarita.
We've been real professional the entire time, though. And everybody's really complimented us.
Why?
And they said it's been like we've been... We did a great job, is what I'm saying.
We're doing a very good job for you. They said Jimmy made a good choice by letting you be here. And I agree.
I've tried to... They're impressed with your work here, you know? Those serious people are getting serious over there.
It's been real good, though. We wanted to ask you, what do you think the scariest sea creature is?
The what?
Scariest sea creature. Of all sea creatures, which one do you find the most frightening?
The scariest sea creature?
Again, we've been very professional. Haven't asked
moray
this.
Moray eel.
Moray eel? Why moray eel?
Because I've had an encounter with one.
Okay.
Sharks don't bother me. Octopus or squid don't, as long as they're not giants. But moray eel, yeah. I had one come out and swim out of the hole, you know.
Why were you looking at its hole? Why were you getting, like, towards its hole? Were you just swimming and just happened to be by the hole?
I was trying to get lobsters out. I was hoping it was a lobster that came out.
Was his lobster?
Well, he can have it. You know, I gave it to him.
All right.
Well, congratulations on your on the show.
That was fun yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I had a good time.
Yeah,
you and me and Lynn chatting. It was fun.
They were all happy about it, so I am too. So, you know, we're talking about when Hamilton goes down to Puerto Rico. I'm thinking about doing the Dark Knights there, bringing the band over and still raise some money for...
That'd be fun.
So we're neighbors here. We'll be neighbors down there.
All right.
Perfect. Well, great to see you guys. Thank you.
Good luck with tonight.
Everybody listen to my brother and me. Great pass.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, he's saying hi to the fans. Shit.
Okay, we get it.
He's saying hi to the fans, but it's happening right next to me.
We should get a... Hold on, let's get a quick picture of us and Jimmy Buffett. Thanks, Jimmy. Break a leg. Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Did great. Okay.
I think we need to get in, right? It starts at 6:30.
You think we've done enough good work here?
I mean, I feel like we've done our good work. I'm now in a photo. I've now been pulled into a photo. Fans of the podcast, I guess.
I think we should probably... Maybe we need to get in there.
Are you just saying that because you're scared? We do have more people we could talk to.
No, I think that's the end of the chain of celebs here.
I don't know. I still see some people down there. I want to just... I'm feeling great. Let's kick it.
You just want to keep going.
I think it'd be weird if we, on our side, left the red carpet before everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not supposed to leave first, right?
The energy's gotten kind of strange.
So it's weird. It's like everything's been pretty chill until the members of Jimmy Buffett's band showed up. And then the people behind us are losing their damn minds.
Yeah.
But it's good.
And that's good. I'm glad they're excited. And that's not a surprise. There's a lot of JB fans in the house tonight. It's gotten kind of a stressful energy, I would say.
The energy is
quite
The
energy
strange.
Has become a stressful energy. I think the thing, let's talk about next time.
Okay.
Next time we do a Broadway premiere,
uh-huh.
The one thing that seemed to fuck people up the most is us handing them a microphone uh-huh. to talk
So don't
into.
Do that.
So that one is weird for us to do.
Uh-huh. For also, stepping over the rope,
you're supposed to do that. So if you do a red carpet, you are supposed to be on the other end.
Yeah, be aggressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not too aggressive. Don't be weird about it.
Don't
but it's okay to make yourself physically present.
Also, let's talk real quick about Escape to Margaritaville. It's Escape to Margaritaville musical.com.
Open now.
It's open now. You can come see it at the beautiful Marquee Theater. Stay at the Marriott Marquee. It's in the same building
Super
as the
convenient.
Show. So convenient. It's a heck of a lot of fun. It's a great show. If you know Jimmy Buffett's music, if you love Jimmy Buffett's music, then you got a heart and ears. But
and
also, you're going to love this
and
musical.
And a fucking brain.
And a fucking brain.
And if you don't,
the
then you're brainless.
And
heartless.
I don't know, maybe at least one lung?
You probably need a lung, and you probably need like a heart. I mean, all the essential organs for sure.
You'll barf up one lung from how hard you'll laugh at the great jokes.
I feel like I didn't do a good job with Mary Lou Henner. I feel like I kind of fucked that up.
Well, here's what happened. You said, who's the scariest sea creature? She said, Ursula. And then you screamed the loudest noise in the universe.
Yes!
Directly,
and I scared her.
You scared
her.
Well,
also, right before speaking to her, a handler said, you got like 2 seconds.
That's freaked me out.
Yeah,
That's what panicked me. It wasn't my fault.
You listened to her say, Ursula, you said that took about 2 seconds, and so you thought you'd disengage just by yelling and yelling.
Okay. I think it looks like things are thinning out. Should we walk through the photo line now?
That might be interesting.
That's kind of a different... Nobody's ever podcasted across a photo line before.
We got a pretty mobile operation here, except for our Tangle-O snakes that we got.
Okay, I think we call it, our last interview will be Jimmy, if that feels right.
It feels good to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, there's a certain dignity to that.
And we've been going the full hour.
We did a full hour.
And here's the thing, we really don't need to check out with anybody. We could just turn off this microphone and walk away.
We don't need anyone's permission.
That sounds pretty cool.
Let's close it down.
Travis, just make sure you grab our placard off the ground so that there's no evidence of our even.
Yeah. They'll never know.
Are you guys sure we've got enough? Yeah, it seems like nobody else is coming.
Okay, let's go.
Wait, but if anybody else does come...
We can start back up.
We're going to feel pretty silly.
Shit.
No, can I tell you something?
Guys, it's Al Roker.
What?
That's Al Roker.
Oh, shit. It is Al Roker. Okay.
Okay, now we do have Al Roker approaching.
Okay,
I'm not talking anymore. I fucked up Mary Lou Henner. I'm not going to fuck up Al Roker. Okay, we're going to talk to Al Roker. This is going
to
happen.
Do we need to talk about...
It's Al Roker. We're going to leave like chumps, and then we got Al.
Okay.
Guys,
are we
going to
talk?
Show,
are we going to
this
talk?
This is a big show. Al's wearing jeans and a jacket that says USA on it, probably from the Olympics. What a pro move.
Are we going to talk about that one episode where I made a bunch of sexual jokes about Al Roker? No?
No. We're not going to talk about the one episode where we made sexual jokes about Al Roker. We're just going to be normal
guys. I think we talked about playing Roker Poker.
Okay. We can't do the advice thing anymore. It's too weird. Just tell him we're from Regular Guys Radio. And
nope. We're not going to lie.
Okay. Just tell
we do an advice podcast. Do you like to... Here, I'm going to lead the way on this
Griffin's,
one. Because,
Griffin's going to talk to somebody for once.
Okay. I'm going to get him, though. Here's the motion I like to do, by the way, and it's hard to describe, but it's kind of a like a lean in, one hand out sheepishly, like a minute of
Travis
your time,
is doing
governor.
Good work. So he's got a microphone that is attached to the thing that I'm holding in my hand. It's almost like I'm fishing with Travis as bait,
Travis
reeling
bait.
Him in with the
it's
microphone.
It's reeling people in.
There's one man who works here, and I'm worried. He's the one who said we only got 2 seconds with Mary Lou.
But he's also given me the names of people a couple times.
And it's very helpful. I'm not saying it's his job. I'm worried he's going to see us and say, like, they don't.
You don't
deserve.
Want to talk to these guys.
They don't deserve Al Roker. He knows about the sexual
Do you think
jokes.
Everyone is? Do you think anyone has ever been this nervous to meet Al Roker? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Hands
sure.
Down.
I'm cool.
Like, and this is what he's here for. He's here to talk to the podcast.
He's here to talk to the podcast.
He's here to talk to the different podcasts that are here.
And I'm not talking on this one, by the way. I'm smiling on it because I fucked up Mary Lou Hair so bad.
You didn't fuck it up.
No, you know what? And I'm going to say this, and this might be even funnier. Even if you want to talk and you have something really funny and good to say, don't fucking hear me.
I'm going
to
be silent.
Don't you open that fucking mouth of yours.
I'm going to be so silent, he's going to be like, what's this guy's deal?
Al Roker's looking at us while we're having this confrontation, but I swear to God, Justin.
I want to answer. Even if he asks what my deal is, I want to answer. I'm going to stare him down. Intimidation game, baby.
Please don't do that. Please do talk.
Now, can I turn around? Should I be your guy's photographer and take a picture of you talking with Al Roker?
Yes.
Is that good?
I think people may not appreciate that. I feel
they
like
they want to be posed.
Right.
They want to be posed. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, there's not a lot of selfies here on the red carpet.
Jimmy was a friend. Al Roker is a future friend.
Al Roker. The next time we see Al Roker, the next time we cover a Broadway premiere, next time. I am not going to.
What'd you guys think about the episode this week? Well, it was okay. Basically, we watched three people unspool.
We can't think about that.
No, we're going to edit this all until we sound very cool in it.
I'm going to edit out like 30 of the times that Justin said that one dude's name over and over and over again.
Which one?
Matt Doyle?
Matt Doyle.
I thought a lot of Matt you were Doyle, Matt Doyle.
This may end up in Matt Doyle's hands, and if it does, I'm sorry that Justin thought you were every handsome man who watched. This is not a joke.
He's a very handsome man. And we don't know a lot of people.
Got a couple Matt Doyles coming up the carpet right now.
You guys are about to get Al Roker, and I'm just going to stand and stare into the...
Don't. You need to engage. I know what I said. You need to engage. It would be weird if you
did. I'm not engaging.
Engage.
I'll
Justin.
Engage mentally, spiritually.
Say
you're
going to
be there. You're going to be able you're to gonna say you're not going to engage, but then the charm's going to pull you in.
The Roker charm.
Oh, he's not going to have time?
Just yes, one question.
One quick question.
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Real quick question.
We do an advice podcast, Jimmy asked.
Okay, wait. How many mics do you guys have?
I know, it's
embarrassing.
Everybody
keeps making fun of how many...
Freaking octopus.
Everybody's making fun of us.
You're an octopodpus.
Yes.
Wow. What the hell? In case one goes out, there's three more?
We've never done this before.
We don't know how to do this. How many microphones do you need?
Too many.
Technically, this is also a microphone, so that's five.
You've got a mic. What the heck?
Yeah.
Jeez, is there a question here?
Yeah,
mics does it take?
How many microphones should we have brought?
Just ruin a light bulb. How many mics does it take to make a margarita? Come on, ask a question.
This is exactly what
Griffin,
Justin was
go.
Afraid of.
Oh.
You got, what's your... what's
the play's
your...
over, gotta go. Glad we could come.
Well, now I feel silly asking the questions.
Oh, now you
You've burned
silly.
Us.
Now you feel silly. You're holding 18 microphones. Now you feel silly. This is Jimmy's favorite podcast. What the hell? I'm sorry.
No, you're great.
That was great. I think we're good.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're good. Thank you, Mr. Roker.
I learned a lot.
Thank you.
Well, we had a lot of fun here today.
Well, we're gonna
Al Roker just made fun of us so bad that we can't do a podcast anymore.
You just go ahead and unsubscribe.
Subscribe. That'll be
that
the
button.
Final episode. We had a good run.
This is the finale, and I guess now we're going to cut to our post-game sort of debrief.
Yep. Yeah, we'll debrief after this.
With a special guest star, Matt Doyle.
Wow. Thank you to us for surviving that, because...
I mean, yes? Did we?
Yes, we're here, so I assume we survived.
Are we?
I've been living a half-life since that fateful night, and thank you so much to James for having us out there. I hope you don't regret it after hearing all of the work we did at your big night, but it's spilled milk.
If you haven't yet, we would ask you one more time to go to MaximumFun.org/donate. And just to recap, this is money that is going directly to the shows that you love. When you donate, you choose the shows you listen to, and they are the shows that benefit from your donation. So, if you've started listening to new shows and maybe you want to kick in a few extra bucks, it seriously is the only way that we can all sort of keep going. So it's really important. Don't wait for your neighbor to do it. You do it.
No, but
you can do it.
But to that point, I also want to say, if you are already a Max Fund donor and you're like, well, I can't afford to up my donation this year. Totally cool. Totally understand that. The last thing I would want is for anybody to make donations they can't afford. What you can do is you can go on social media. You go online. You talk to your friends. You text your friends, whatever you want to do to contact them and say, hey, I know that you listen to this too. I know you enjoy this. Are you a member? Have you considered becoming a member? The bonus content
of the Church of Latter-day Saints. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing
Have you thought
else.
About becoming a member? And also supporting Max Fun. But yeah, get on there, talk about it, tweet at us, use the hashtag MaxFunDrive, share that link, MaximumFun.org/donate, and help us get the word out.
So last time, and we're going to wrap up here, go to MaximumFun.org/donate. Choose a donation level that's right for you. Pick the shows you listen to, where your donation's going to go. And don't wait. Just join up now and tell your friends. Help us hit that goal of 25,000 new and upgrading members and get some great gifts along the way. And let's see, I forget how we wrapped it up back in New York, but I think we did a really great job of it.
Probably. We're a little buzzed.
We survived.
Yes, we did it. They can't say we didn't do it, and we definitely didn't die.
We did the red carpet thing, which you heard, and then we watched the premiere of Escape to Margaritaville, and I had a hell of a time.
I had a whale of a time.
I will say this, too. We were seated behind Martha Plimpton. She seemed to enjoy it very much.
I will also say I had many emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed.
I mostly had sort of anger that Martha Plimpton skipped us in the line. You okay?
Yeah, Justin just had a monster yawn.
Justin just had a monster
yawn. I left it all on the court. You people heard. I left it all on the court.
It is important to know, people at home, it's about 9:45, and it feels like it's 2 a.m.
It's 9:45. It feels like it's 2 a.m., but Travis McElroy, I'm here to tell you it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
There it is. Listen, here's the thing.
It's actually not. It's 9:57.
It's
5:57
it's four,
somewhere.
It's 4:57
somewhere. It's 4:57 somewhere. Somebody's watching the clock like, fuck yeah, dude, 3 more minutes.
They have the Miller High Life just like cracked open, ready to part. Okay, I have the little hint sheet, tip sheet here. This thing is a fucking mess. This is an old pirate map that Justin aged 50 years by crumpling it nervously. I mean, let's start broad strokes.
Okay.
Debrief about the red carpet.
I screamed at Mary Lou Henner and I feel bad
you
about it.
You didn't scream at. You were caused to scream.
You were caused to scream towards Mary Lou Henner. It was, you couldn't
contain
yourself.
I heard her talking about it outside the restroom, and she said, there was a young man who got so excited by my answer, it just made my day.
Okay, good. Well, that's nice.
Let's just go down the list here. I've got this list. Terry Collins. Dead to me. Former manager of the New York Mets, Terry Collins. No thanks. We didn't flag you down, and so we took a personal affront to the fact that you didn't come talk to us.
Before we get to her, I want to say Mark Helgenberger. That was on me.
Was Travis's.
Mark, we didn't know.
There was a moment where I felt your energy call to my energy, and all I had to do was say, Mark, and you would have come over. And I opened my mouth, and I didn't, and that's on me because I don't get starstruck that often.
Yes.
But I love CSI
sure.
so much.
Brenda Vaccaro, that's the legit shit right there.
Brenda Vaccaro is a legit lady who is welcome on My Brother, My Brother, yeah. Me, whenever she wants
to. She desperately wants to come on My Brother, My Brother, Me.
Sorry, what was it again?
I had margaritas. The margaritas, you shouldn't. They should charge like $30 extra for the ticket, and then there's like 4 margaritas waiting for you at your seat. It is such a good
get
friend.
Your margarita before you watch the show, Escape to Margaritaville Musical.
I'm not saying it's necessary to enjoy it.
It's but not, but it's like you're about to watch people drink margaritas for literally 2 hours.
It's great. It is as if it's like a magic eye poster where as you watch Escape to Margaritaville and your eyes unfocus, the people on stage are actually looking at you going, we'll take a break if you need to go get a margarita.
Doyle. Justin, can you say Matt Doyle's name 40 times just
Matt
to sort
Doyle?
Of take me back
Matt
to...
Matt Doyle? It wasn't Matt Doyle. Matt Doyle.
It was Matt Doyle.
It was Matt Doyle. Matt Justin, Doyle? Justin had an energy on the red carpet. And we've done some debrief before we started recording, just looking at the game tape. And I think a couple of the screw-ups were Justin yelling that this was hell, literally inches from the people we were supposed to be talking to.
It was a little
And then I think the other thing was him saying Matt Doyle over and over again.
I think it's Matt Doyle, he
said. Almost as if Matt Doyle had, like, murdered his whole family, and then Justin was having some sort of fever nightmare.
All right, now it's 10 o'clock. Now it's 5 o'clock.
So okay, thank goodness. Ethan Suplee, great.
Amazing.
Great.
So good.
Turned into a great
alternate dimensions. I love that.
Patton Hughes came to us. That was our first...
An angel
from God.
I will always appreciate that.
And if I remember correctly, I think Patton said, like, you are doing a good job. And it gave me, it was like the,
she was
the
wrong,
breakfast.
But like, I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, check out Patton Hughes has a series, Heirloom, that you can go watch about growing tomatoes. It's great.
Martha Plimpton, again, didn't get a chance to sit down or stand up with her, but I did have a chance to sit down with her. We sat behind her at the show, and she had a hell of a time. Corey Cott turned in a great game.
Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, Corey was amazing.
Triple-double on the court today from Corey Hott. caught. Oops.
It was Corey Coleman.
Wait, what did I say?
Freudian slip.
There's a dude here named Geezer Butler. I didn't see anyone who looked like a Geezer.
Is he a Motorhead?
Yes.
Didn't see Geezer Butler, but I did see Geezer Butler at the check-in, the hotel, so I know he's here. Some people went to the show and just didn't walk the line to talk to plebs like us, which I get.
I get. Well,
I will say, having done it, if I was one of the guests that was like on that and they said, but if you don't want to, I'd be like, stop there.
I don't want to.
I will.
Mary Lou Henner was great. We had literally 2 seconds with her. That was the amount of time given to us. Which
gave me the fucking yips in a major way.
Imagine someone looking at you going, you have 2 seconds to impress Mary Lou Henner.
I think maybe you need a codex to understand this episode and how we interact with people who are famous.
Okay.
I think that I try to just treat them like, you know, average Joe on the street.
Yeah.
Travis goes a little harder than that in that he wants to be very good friends with them.
No. Let me be clear. I have two modes. Mode one is this person might be my very good friend someday. And mode two is I'm never going to see this person again.
Oh, okay. You also have mode three, which is full iceberg, which is I'm going to grab Marg. I'm going to grab. There she goes.
Well, that's because...
Or you freeze up, you mean?
Justin's...
Every so often, I do have a moment where I'm like, I got nervous meeting John Ross Bowie, and he said, hi, I'm John. I said, I'm John. No, I'm not John.
Justin does a thing, and you heard it with Mary Lou Henner, that I think is really fun, where he just kind of yells as if the person's pulled a gun on him.
Justin has a very controlled energy 99.9% of the time.
Imagine, here's what it was. I was very nervous. I think the person I was most nervous about talking to was Mary Lou Henner because, like, in my mind, Mary Lou Henner is legit.
Yes.
She's very, not to say these other people weren't legit, but, like, Mary Lou Henner is old school. She's been in the game crushing it day in, day out for a long time. She's wonderful. And I was very nervous about talking to her. And then this dude's like, you have 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So here's what it was. I was very nervous about having 2 seconds to get a good answer from Mary Lou Henner. Mary Lou Henner gives us a good answer.
An amazing answer.
For me, it was a huge victory because we had used 2 seconds and we had got an answer from Mary Lou Henner in that 2 seconds. So what you heard was the exaltation of like, we had 2 seconds and we nailed it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Because I think that if you had said to Mary Lou Henner, what's the most dangerous sea creature? And she'd said, I don't know, sharks? Like, it wouldn't have landed the same as her just, like, stepping up and, like, Ursula the Sea Witch.
If you want to
like,
tweet at these people to thank them for being so nice to us, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Tweet at Steve Croft from 60 Minutes. Turned in a good performance.
Barracuda.
He said Barracuda, and we were like, oh, this will be... And then the handlers were like, you're done. Your time with Steve Croft is now over. And I made a joke like, I thought it would be good 60 Minutes, but he was already gone.
And I want to say, and I don't know if you all heard this, but we're about Al Roker.
All right, so here's Al Roker.
Okay, time to recap Al Roker. Time to get into this. Here,
let me say a word on Al Roker. I don't think it helped as much as the handler person thought it did to say, these are the McElroy brothers. They host Jimmy Buffett's favorite podcast. And that was how he intro, because he looked at me and said, you don't have time for Al Roker. And I said,
well, no. He said Al Roker doesn't have time
for you. Well, yeah, to be fair, he said,
I have plenty of time for, I can make time for
you.
Al.
Listen, I'm going to do you all a favor. You're too busy for Al Roker.
When I woke up this morning, I was nervous that we would do a bad job. I should have been nervous about the fact that Al Roker was mere hours away from melting my ass in front of everyone.
Mark Helgenberger looked back and said, oh, I don't want to talk to those boys.
Look at him. His ass is
it's melting.
Look at it, the young one. His ass is dripping out of his slacks because Al Roker just I think he listened to Roker Poker. And I think he wanted vengeance. And I think he melted my ass.
Al Roker melted. Al Roker was amazing.
I was holding all of the sound equipment, and so all of his melts were directly placed towards me.
To be fair,
we look like the biggest fucking idiots. Like, Griffin has... Okay, so Griffin... the visual, if you want to get it, Griffin has, like, the Zoom... And we all have our stupid ass microphones plugged into it, and we're like holding another microphone,
like children doing a bit, like a segment for their local elementary school news.
Griffin is holding a laptop bag that we're not using to store anything, but he is using it as a base to lay the Zoom on. We look like children.
I'm dressed in my Easter Sunday best.
Yeah.
It was earned.
Yeah.
He melted my ass, and the whole time, you all were laughing, having a great time. I was...
getting your ass melted.
I was getting my ass melted, but the whole time I was like, he is right.
What are we even doing?
So we had a great time.
And then Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett, what can you fucking say?
So go see...
Hey, Jimmy, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, James. Escape to Margaritaville.
Listen, I can't endorse it enough.
It's so fun.
If you're in New York and you're like, you know what I want to do tonight? I want to have fun and just kind of like enjoy a really fun night at the theater.
This show made me feel better in Hamilton. Hamilton, some dark stuff happens.
Yeah, dark shit in Hamilton.
There's no murders in this one.
Well...
except for the outside before when Al Roker murdered me.
In your ass.
In my ass with his cruel words.
Anyway, go see Escape to Margaritaville. Musical.com is the web address to go. Get tickets. Buy tickets. Come to New York. See it. I guarantee you'll have fun. And thanks to everybody for letting us pretend to be somebody for a little bit.
It's well put, Justin.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.